We're now joined on the call by the head coach Dion Finks, Tony Trucciani. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your team. First conference victory of the season, 27-3 over North Carolina A&T on Saturday night. What did you like about the way your team played?
Yeah, it was a great win for us at home. Really have a chance to play back in Rhodes Stadium and in front of our people. We had a great crowd. It was an awesome atmosphere. We got off to a faster start than we had in those first 2 weeks. So played some complimentary football in the first half. And, you know, defensively, we've, you know, forced seven punts in a row and consecutive three and outs. And that really helped our offense get going too. You know, got a touchdown in the air, a touchdown on the ground. And then Jack Berkowitz, our freshman kicker, was able to, you know, convert a field goal on the final drive of the half. And just real pleased with how we came out of the locker room and got off to a faster start there.
Let's start on that defensive side. As you said, you got off to a great start. You end up holding them to, I think, six first down, 140 yards. They had been able to have success with their running game, but it seemed like you guys were able to shut that down and try to make them into a little more of a passing game. What were you able to do so effectively?
Yeah, you know, I think our defensive staff, Devontae Edwards and our staff, put together a great plan. You know, they had shown that they were a strong ground team and, you know, struggling some to get the ball down the field in the air. And so, you know, that was our plan, was to try to stop the run and try to get them to play left-handed. And, you know, really pleased with our defensive performance, really all game long. Had a great game plan. Our guys went out, played hard for 60 minutes, created some takeaways, kept the ball in front of us out back. And had a great performance on that side of the ball.
Question this morning from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Thanks, Rob. Coach, I wanted to ask about Kyle throwing the touchdown pass. How much you'd seen that ability to throw the ball in practice previously and how kind of cool that seeing that play unfold was.
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, Milo Watson, our special teams coordinator, did a great job identifying, you know, just a technique that we thought we could take advantage of in the safe punt situations there. And, you know, I asked Mike Nall, our special teams coach, you know, I said, hey, how's Kyle throwing the football? He's like, he's pretty good. So, you know, we put it together and practiced it quite a bit and, you know, had to wait for the right opportunity to run it. But I'm real proud of him stepping up, putting the ball right where it needed to be. And DJ Hamilton, who's a talented freshman athlete for us, DB, made a great catch and touchdown. That was awesome. And that was an important real spark for us there in the second half. Those were important points in the football game.
Thank you.
Yep.
Tony, on your side of the ball, you guys control the ball for 36 minutes, 260 yards on the ground. Obviously a huge night for Jalen with 153 yards, but also, Wayne Dixie contributing with 85. Just talk about the game plan going in and what you're able to do so effectively on the ground.
Yeah, Wayne and Jalen were a great 1-2 punch for us. They both got, you know, they were able to run behind their pads and they were able to get downhill north and south and break some tackles. I thought they got some good dog yards in there. I was really pleased with our job up front on the offensive line. You know, we had a few injuries in the game. We had to, you know, we played three different centers in the game, which is never easy. But those guys did a nice job. Next man up, Coach Stadler had those guys prepared, our offensive line coach. But it also took, you know, a great effort by our tight ends, John Carlos Miller and Cody Hardy. I think we've got one of the better tandems of tight ends in FCS football, to be honest with you. I think those guys are both really talented and good players, and our receivers contributed on the perimeter with some blocking. So the run game was big. We felt like we had to get it going. You know, we faced some really good defensive fronts in week one and two, and we, you know, we weren't able to really get it going and sustain drives as much as we would have liked, but proud of the way the guys played on Saturday night.
Question this morning from Bob Sutton. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning. Tony, how much did it help? You referenced it earlier, but just getting started early in the game with some good things happening on offense that you're able to keep the continuity going. You know, weren't inclined to make some changes like you did the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, that was good, Bob, really. we just played cleaner football too. You know, we made less mistakes. You know, we were able to get the run game going, which keeps you on schedule a little bit more. So, you know, and it was complimentary football. You know, when the ball's coming right back to you on offense, three plays later, you're back out there. It's a lot easier to get some things going. So it was complimentary football the way we played on defense. And, you know, I'm pleased with the overall growth that we've had in the last 3 weeks and really in all three phases. So, you know, an awesome performance defensively, you know, to get the ball back the way we did. And then offensively running the ball, staying on schedule there really helped us. And then, you know, the special teams play was also impactful.
I think Matt's been able to kind of settle in a little bit now that he's had three games in different roles.
Yeah, I would expect for him to get better every week, really, with another week of preparation and another week in our offense. You know, there's some plays that there I'll bet Matt wishes he could get back, some opportunities in that game. You know, we took too many sacks. That was an area where, you know, we need to be able to make some quicker decisions and get the ball out there. We struggled on third down. That's another area that we really need to improve in a hurry offensively, is just from a third down efficiency standpoint.
Thank you.
Tony, your defense certainly will get a test on Saturday against the Campbell offense that's ranked atop a lot of the CA categories and FCS. It's a program you're familiar with. What makes that offense so difficult to stop?
Yeah, Coach Mentor, first of all, he's done a great job there just building that program and getting them. You know, every year we've seen that program get better, and they are CAA ready. You know, they proved that with the way they played against William & Mary and the way they played last week against Monmouth. So he's got a really good football team. You know, offensively, I mean, Haj Malik Williams, he is a weapon. He's a special quarterback. When the ball's in his hands, he can extend plays. He's highly efficient throwing the ball. He's a threat to run it. And he's got some talented receivers and certainly some talented running backs behind him. You know, when you're looking at CAA Offensive Player of the Week and Rodgers and McDowell's a good player and been productive. So he's got a really good football team.
One of the things Coach Callahan was talking about earlier was the size of that offensive line. How much of a concern is that for you?
Yeah, they're big. You know, fortunately, we played Wake Forest and they were big. And so we've seen some big guys, but I think both of their tackles, really, McClellan and Edwards, I mean, they're both big guys. They can move people. He's got a big football team.
How much, just sort of as an aside, the addition of Campbell, again, a program you're familiar with, and now North Carolina A&T, two teams that are pretty close to you and potential new rivals, how nice is it to have them as conference games now?
It's real good, Rob. You know, just to have that, the regional rivals within the conference, it's good for Elon football. It's good for our conference.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.